Reb Elezer, v'ho Rabbonin. It's no machlokes. One goes according to Reb Elezer, and one goes according to Rabbonin. Well, let's just see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi again. Gemara says, what are the svaras? Kishatim tzolayim l'divrei Reb Elezer. When you want to say the husband Reb Elezer is, he holds like this. Hamavato rishus chatzeroi. When somebody was mavato the rishus, he had to use in the chotzer, in the backyard. You have a house opening up into the backyard. You have a right to use the backyard. Now on this Shabbos, now we're talking about you were mavato. You gave up the right to use your backyard. You were mavato the rishus to use this backyard. I'm like saying I'm not going to use it this Shabbos. I'll let used to use it. Since used to made in the rule of chatzeros, you are allowed to carry. So we say the svari is rishus beisay bittul. Even though you only said the word, you're giving up the right to use the chutz or the out in the backyard, you also gave up the right to use your house. As if to say, I'm not going to use my house. So if you mavata yourself from your house, therefore it's good while the other two people are allowed to carry from your house into the chutz. Because since you gave up the right to use your house, it's like you're not here at all. If you're not here at all, it's only those two people that became like one because they made an Arubi Chatzerus, so they are allowed to carry even from my house into the chutz. That's Reb Elezer's svara. So the Gemara, the Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin svara? They hold no. Hamavato rishus chatzeroi. This person, the third person, was mavato his right to use the chutzur. I'm not going to use this chutzur anymore on Shabbos. I'm like out of the chutzur. But you should know, rishus beisul bitum. Since he didn't speak out, he's going to use his house. He didn't speak out, he's going to mavato his house. So he only said, I'm giving up the right to use my chutzur, not the house. We don't say he meant to give up his house. The person still wants to use his house. So since he still wants to use his house, that's why they can't carry out from my house into the chutz, so they can't carry out. Because I'm still using my house right now. Since I'm still using my house, they can't carry from my house. All I gave up was just the right to use in my chutz. In the chutz, I'm not there anymore. But in my house, I'm still living there. So merely you can't carry out from my house into the chutz. The blights are two different mishuyis. Here's that's the machlokes. Let's see Rashi a little bit now. Rashi says, "Anshei chotzer sheshokak echem mihem." Rashi vade masnitzin. Avade our Mishnah is talking about b'shebitulahem rishus, where the third person was mavatlis rishus. As before Shabbos, he forgot to make the rubik chaserus. So now on Shabbos, he's mavatli gives up his rishus. Show you loy bechotzer that he had a right to use his chotzer. Myri. Di loy bitul af bechotzer. If he didn't give up his right to use the chotzer, asru mataltim obtain. Then these other two people are also to carry from their house into the chotzer. Shabbatim lechol echad v'yechadhein. Because the houses belong to each one separately. V'yachotzer rishus kulim. And the chotzer belongs to everybody. V'chol koi oyser aleim. Now, since you still own your right to use the chutzur, you ask that they can't use the chutzur now. It applies like two people have a right to use the chutzur, so the chutzur looks like a rishus rabim. You can't carry from your house into the backyard. Now, Bashmina Rebbe Loi, Tamavato Rishus Chatzere. Rebbe Loi is telling us a chiddush. When this person is giving up his right to use the chutzur, he should know Rishus Beis Anami Bitum. He also means to give up the right to use his house. He's not going to use his house to Shabbos. V'nasa erich etzlon, and he becomes like a guest by the other two people. Lefikach, therefore, af beisay mutlehem. Therefore, Reb Elezer holds these other two people are allowed to carry out even from my house into the chutzur, because I'm like not even in my house. I'm like a guest by you, and my house now is like belongs to you now. Avulhu, but why can't the person himself carry from his house out? Avulhu osir lahachnas loitzi mi beisay. He himself, the avada, can't carry from his house into the chutzur. Even though from the other two houses he is allowed to carry into the chutzur, like we'll see later in the sixth parak, that he is allowed to carry out from the other two people's houses into the chutzur. He's not worse than anybody else if you have a guest on Shabbos. You have a house, you made an Arubi Chatzeris, you're allowed to carry from your house into your backyard. And you have a guest that comes to your house on Shabbos. Pshiti is also allowed to carry from your house into the backyard, because he's like bottle to you. So this third person also, once he's mavatl his own rishus, he lives like a guest by you. No, Vashmina Rebbe Loi, ta'am mavatl rishus chatzer rishus beisanami bitum. V'nas erich etzlam lefikach av beisai...
Yeah. Also, now
No, the shalom is though, why can't he himself carry out though from his own house? That's the end of Rashi. Osir hu lohitzi, v'lo yarmina kivin avitlo rishuz beisle yabi beisle kibatayin. Let's say once he gave up the right to live in his house, he's like a guest by them, so he himself should also be allowed now to carry out from his house. Now we say no. Divishtayim avi batayim from the other people's houses, imu machnesu moitzi iklameima kinish biyamah. If he carries out from the other two houses into the chotzer, he's like a guest by them, and that's mutter. Avo mi beisoy. But if he's going to carry out from his own house, then we said, as far as it looks like, it looks like now I want to take back the right to live in my house again. Since I'm beginning to use my house to carry out from my house, it looks like I want to use it again. And then he'll ask to run them. So therefore, hey, no love, and he'll ask to run them. So therefore, we say, when you gave up your rishus not to use your chotzer, according to Rabbi Loza, it means you gave up, you're not going to use your house either. So you're like a guest by them. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. And they can carry every place, from the house into the chotzer into my house. Just me, myself, I can't carry from my house into the chotzer. That's a gzera. Because it looks as if I want to be machzik again back into my house, keep my house, and if I'm keeping my house, since I did not make an amud b'chaseres with you, I answer upon you. Yeah. So, kids, that's Rebbe Loi's Yisvara. That's Rebbe Loi's Yisvara.
If he's in the back of his own house,
yeah.
Not really his house,
is
only...
Yeah, good. But here we're not talking about more than the base of Sayim here. Here we're talking about some a small backyard you have. So here it's only a shalom from the Rubik Chatzeris. The question is that when two people live there, they answer one on the other. So now if you gave up the right to live there, you don't answer. So the kids that we're talking about the Messias is where this third person only said the Farish, I'm giving up the right not to use the Chatzer. That's what he said. Rebbe Loza holds the Svarim, when you give up the right to use your chotzer, you also mean to give up the right to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out from my house. The Rabbanim say no. You only said you're giving up the right not to use your chotzer. So in the chotzer, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. But from my house into the chotzer, they can't carry, because I never gave up the right to use my house. Yeah, so that's what we're saying. So that's what he answered here. Look, Hashem Salema, the Machlaik, he said, Rebbe Loza, Hamavata, Rishus Chatzeroi. When you gave up the right not to use your chutz or your backyard, Rishus Beise Bittul, you also gave up the right you're not going to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out from your house. Le Rabbonin, but according to Lalach, according to Rabbonin, Hamavata, Rishus Chatzeroi. Somebody says, I'm giving up the right not to live in my chutz now. You should know, Rishus Beise Le Bittul. He did not mean to give up the right to use his bias. He only meant what he said and not more. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadar after Machloikas. And what your big Chiddush is telling me now, it's like, Kishatim Tzolemi, if you say like that. Pshita after Machloikas. Omarachbo, Anov Ravuna, Bachinano, Tagimno, we answered, we explained this. Lenitzricho, you know why you had to say over this halacha of Ugushatim Tzolemer, like I'm saying a big Chiddush, what the Svara or the Machloikas is, to take the Machloikas a little further even. No, it's a close thing of Machloikas. When somebody is mevatel his rishus, he gives up the right to use it, does he do ba'ayin yofa? He means to give up like everything, or he does know ba'ayin ra, only what he says. More than what he said, he doesn't mean. Now this could be nogei to another halacha. Let's say you have five people. Sheshruyim b'chotzer echad. You have five people living in one chotzer. There's a backyard, and five different houses open up into the same backyard. So you have five people living in this backyard. Now v'shokach echad mihem b'loy iriv. Now, four of them made an eruv b'chatzeres before Shabbos. One forgot to. Now, the divrei Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Elazar, so what's the eitzah now on the Shabbos? The chur of this one person, since he didn't make an eruv b'chatzeres, he asks on the other people, they cannot carry from their house into the chotzer. So what's the eitzah? That this one person, again, has to be mevatel his rishus. He gives up and saying, I'm not going to use this chotzer to Shabbos. So it's as if he's not living here. Therefore, just the other four people that did make the Rubik HaTzeirus, they are allowed to carry into the house. So this person has to be Mavatel his Rishus. Like, take away his right to live here. Now, L'divrei Rebbe Elazar, Kishu Mavatel Rishusoi, Ein Tzorach Mavatel L'chol Echad V'Echad. The chur, you have to give up your right to four people now. There are four other people living in this chotzer. So when you mavata your reshus, to how many people do you have to tell them, I'm giving up my right to live here? According to Rabbi Lezer, we say, if you say it to one person, you always mean bayin yofam, you mean more than what you're saying. So by saying to one person, you automatically mean, I'm giving up my right, I'm not going to use this chotzer, negate to all five of you. Whereas I'm giving up my reshus to all five of you.
Why does he have to give it up to anybody? Why can't he say it by himself? It's not that he's giving them a position, permission to enter in on his part or into his house. You're saying it's just enough that he says, I don't want to use it. So why does he have to say it to anybody?
You're right. Vice says, you're right. Vice says, bitl is not just like, you're right, it's not just like hefker, I'm just giving up mine. No, bitl means I'm like bimakt, I'm giving over the possession to you. You're right. It has to be a din as if I'm giving it to you. My rights to use the chotzer, I give it over to you. It's just that's the fact that I'm like making it hefker. I have to give them over to you. It's as if it all belongs to one person.
So if you're giving it over, why can't you already be part of the neighbor? Why can't you join in the neighbor?
When I give it over to them. So we're saying you could. When you give over your reshus to them, we're saying the locher is you're also allowed to carry from those houses into the chotzer.
You are?
Oh, from your house, not. That was said, because if they carry from your house, then we're afraid it looks like you're being mocked again in your house. As if to say you want to keep your house to yourself. So then it looks like your bittel is bottle. You didn't mean to give up your reshus to them. You want to use your house for yourself. So from your house, you can't. But enechnami, once I give up my reshus, I'm makdim to them, it's considered like everything now belongs to one person, because those four people made in the Ruvi Chatzeris, so that everything belongs to one person, you had to carry from the house into the chotzer. But that you're right. Bittel here doesn't stam mean you're being mafkrit, it means you're giving your reshus to these people. So according to Reb Lezer, if you give your reshus to one person, that's enough. Even though really you have to give it to all four people, we say bayin yofim. When you meant one, you automatically meant all four. Ule Rabbanu zal no, kishu mevato reshusoi, tzorech levato l'chol echad v'yechad. And the halacha we hold like the Chachamim. When you mevato give up your reshus and say, Reuven, you could use my reshus nechatz, I'm giving it to you, that's not enough. You have to give it over to all five people.
What about on Pesach when you mevato your chametz?
Yeah.
So you have to give it over to somebody?
No, that's hefka. That's a different halacha. That's a din hefka. That's not this halacha. We'll see more about these halachas more in the Masechta. They're very complicated. We'll see more about them. Let's just see what Rashi just says. Alright. Pasha, that's the sword. You say by in Yofer, or do you say no, what you said you meant? So male, that's the machloikis Rebbe Lozo and the Chachomim, and it pertains to both these two halachas. Fighter. The more command us, but who does it go like? Hodetani, we learned in a brisa later. Chamisha Shashruim Chotzer. You have to have five people living in a Chotzer. Chamisha Shashruim Chotzer Echod. Veshokach Echod Mehem Vulay Irev. One of the five people forgot to be Mishtatif in the Ruvi Chatzeris. So now on Shabbos, they're all also to carry from their house into the Chotzer, because this one person asks upon everybody. Again, what's the Yetzer? That he should be Mavatl, his Rishus, to the other people. Kishu Mavatl Rishus, so when he gives up his Rishus, is Ein Sarach Levatl Rishus to Chol Echad V'Yechad. He does not have to tell it to all four people. It's enough he tells it to one person. By telling it to one person, automatically, it means to all four people. So the Gemara Kaman, who does this go like? The Chorak Rebbe Lezer. This is Rebbe Lezer's Svarot, like we're saying. That when you give up your Rishus, you mean Ba'ayin Yofa, you mean more. Is as much as could be, that's what you mean. Rav Kana Zot Gemara Masni Hochi. Rav Kana learnt over this Gemara the way it says. Well, we have two now, with the same on the Yomrim. Rav Tivyumi Masni Hochi. Tivyumi learnt a little bit different. That Kaman Ozlo, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya Hei Shashruim Mechotz Rechad. That we have five people living in one Chotzer. There's five houses opening up into one Chotzer. V'shochach Echad Mehem B'la Yiriv. And one of them forgot before Shabbos to make the Ruvi Chatzeris. Kishu Mevato Rishusayin. Now this person, he has to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos to give it up. Today that he should not ask upon the other people is ein tzarech levatel reshus to chol echad v'yechad. He does not have to give up his reshus to everybody. It's enough he does it to one person. Automatically that goes upon everybody. His zechur command. Who did this go like? His gesta was amrafuna Reb Yehuda amrasheshes command Reb Lezer. But this is the way it was learned. Reb Huna in the name of Reb Sheshes said over goes according to Reb Lezer. But the same halach as we had before. Oma le Rav Popo, li Abaya le Reb Lezer. I have a shal according to Reb Lezer. Iyoma loy mevatlinon. If he says he's not mevatel, Because we're saying right now, according to Rabbi Lezer, when a person's mevatel is reshus in the chotzer, he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, he automatically, minastam, means also to give up his right, he's not going to use his house. I'm like, be marking my house to the other people. That's what we say, minastam. What about if he says beferish no? The person says beferish, I'm only giving up my right not to use the chotzer, but my house, I'm not being mevatel. What's going to be the din? And who are then the same shall be according to the Rabbonin? Ula Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin, that was saying a person, what he says he means. More than that, he doesn't mean. When he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I only mean the chotzer. My house, I do not mean to give up. That's minastam if it didn't say clearly. What about Iyomim about Linan? Let's say, according to Rabbonin, the person said, claw, I'm giving up the right to use my chotzer and to use my house. I'm giving up both rights. My, what's going to be the locha? What's the shaila? Time of the Reb Lezer. What's the time of Reb Lezer? Why he says if a person gives up the right to use his chotzer minastam, he also means to give up the right to use his house. Mishum diksovar hamavato rishus chatzeroi rishus beisei bittel. It's a svaras tam. That's what the person means when he talks about his rishus in the chotzer. He also means to give up his rights to use the house. Vahai omar ano lemevat linim. Although this person now said no, he said clearly, I'm not giving up the right in my house. I still want to use my house. So pshiti was not mevat in his house. So since the person is still living in his house, nobody is allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. That's one svara, one sad. Or do maybe no. Time of the Rebbe Lezer mishum debayis b'loy chotzer lo yavidi inch the diary. It's a svara that nobody lives in a house without using the backyard. Or it's part of living in a house is that you have to have a backyard to use. So if a person gives up his use of the backyard, he automatically is giving up his use to live. Because you can't live in a house without having a backyard. His time of the Reb Lezer Mishum Debayis Blei Chotzer, living inside the house without the right to use the chotzer, lo yavi the inch of the diary. People don't do that. That's not the normal way of living. When this person said, I'm only giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I'm not going to use the backyard, but my house I don't want to give up, lav kol kaminei, you can't say that. Because what are you saying? That you want to live inside your house still, but nobody lives inside his house without the right to use the backyard. So like a svaras mevatel daisa etz chalodim. So even though you're saying you're not giving up the right to live in your house, but mamele you're giving it up. Once you're giving up the right to use the chotzer, automatically it's like you're giving up the right to the house. Like Rashi says, Beisa b'loi chotzer, kivon diyosu ratzel b'chatzeroi. Since he gave up his right, he's not going to use his chotzer now, shebitul hem. He gave up his right to the other people, is lav kol kaminei. It's not normal what he's doing to say, I still want to live in my house. Techivon the lest lei chotzer, diras bayis loi klum hi l'bidei. Once he can't use the chotzer, maybe that's the svar of rebelism. That once you can't use your backyard, memela it's not called living in the house. People can't live in the house, it's not called a normal living. So even though you don't want to give up your right, really, of living in the house, memela blives like you're not living there. Living in a house without a right to use the chotzer is not called living there. But maybe that's Pshat Rebelezer. So maybe even though the person says beferish, I'm not giving up my right to use the house, automatically it's considered like he's not living there. Because living in a house without using the chotzer is not called living there. So that's the Tzadim. What's the Pshat Rebelezer? Vaita, the same shall we have according to Rabbonin. So the Gemara Ula Rabbonin. Iyama mavat linon, according to Rabbonin, if the person says the Farish, I'm giving up my house also, what's the locha? My time with the Rabbonin, mishum de kasarvi amavatu, rishus chatzeroi, rishus beiseloi bitum. Poshit svar is that he meant what he said, and what he didn't say, he didn't mean. So I'm saying I'm giving up the right, I'm not going to live in my chotzer. That's all about my house. I didn't mention, I'm not giving up the right to live in my house. The male of Ahai, this person that said, claw, I am giving up the right to live in my house. Since this person said, yes, I'm giving up the right to live in my house, it helps. So Vadi said, I'm not going to live here right now. That should be a good bittel. Oy Dilma maybe no. The Svar Rabbonah is like this. Oy Dilma, time with the Rabbonah Mishum. Tloy Ovid Inish de Mesalek Nash Lagamri Mibayis Vachotzer. It's a Metzias. Nobody gives up everything he owns. Person that has a house and the right to use in the backyard, nobody gives up both. You don't give up a chotzer and a house. It's too much for a person to really mean. And to say, what do you mean to be now? You want to be a guest by them. person can't mean that. So even if you say it Bahai, Tiyamam Vatlinam, now this person, he actually said it. He said, I'm giving up the right to use my backyard and the right to live in my house. We say Lav Kol Kiminikomer. He doesn't mean what he's saying. To swear according to Rabban, the person doesn't mean that. Nobody really means to give up everything. That's not what he meant. Yeah, that's going to be the Shiloh Kol Kiminei. So mainly we have a Shiloh, what's going to be the loch in these cases? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Lozer, where he says, no, I'm not giving up Rishus. And what's going to be according to, and what's going to be according to the Rabbanan, where he says, yes, I am giving up Rishus. We have a Shiloh, Omalei, he answered back. Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Lozer, according to both of them, the loch is like this. Kivan, the goli daite goli. Avadu be go bos lamaisa, what he says. Notice the Svari is always the first way we said. According to Rebbe Lozer, the Svari is Minastam, when a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, Minastam, he also meant to give up the right to use his house. But let's say he says Mefarish, no, I'm not giving up the house. He means it. And then Echlami, the house is not given up, so nobody could carry from his house inside. And then what then according to Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say Minastam, when a person gives up his chotzer, he only means that and not his house. But let's say here where the person said Beferish, I'm being mevatel the right to use my house to you, I'm giving that to you, that also helps. Whatever you say, you go boss to what you say. And that's halacha. Even according to Rabbon, if you would say Beferish, that would be good.
Right? Is this good for carrying or for just throwing?
This is good for carrying. No, it's good for carrying. Yeah, well, it's a little bit different though, because here really the mechitas were made before Shabbos. You have Dal Mechitz around. Yeah, right. This one go into that category. Right. That this wouldn't be called making Mechitz. We'll see later in the Masechta. That's what you have to say here. That din of making Mechitz is only where actually you're doing something wrong by building the Mechitzes. Here you're allowed to do this. Because the Mechitzes are here. It's only a certain diurin. The fact you're living there, you asur on them. All you're doing is just taking away your right to live. So you're not making the Mechitzes. The Mechitzes are there. Because the fact you're living here makes it that you're not allowed to carry. Because it looks like two different Meshuyas. When you're not living here, everything belongs to them. It's one rishus, it's mutter. But you're not making mechitzes here, though. Weiter. Für chen shemati, the third halacha, Rebbe Lozer, said over the name of Rebbe Lezer, that we don't hold like him, was, sheyaitzim bi'akav l'mepesach. He said over for morer. When you want to use morer on Pesach, there's another thing, another herb you could use. You could use akavlin. That's also a good min to use for morer. And the Gemara in Mishnah says he tried to find the raya, and nobody was masking. Pash, we don't hold like that. That's not called a good min. So the Mara Kopon of Maya Kavlin, what is this a Kavlin? What is he meant to say? Omeresh Lakish Atzavsa Chorizosa. That's what it is. Strashi Atzavsa Chorizosa. Siv, that's the bark, over a thick bark, Hagodul Sova Dekel, that goes around the palm tree. V'nichrach, it goes around it. V'oilaboy, and it goes up on the bark itself. Kalul Vegafanim. It looks something like the lulav. Kalul Vegafanim, like the vines. It has a tamor. It tastes very bitter. So that's why we have loy the hold. You could be out to this for moru. But the mice we hold is not one of the min of moru. Taisa does like this shot. Taisa is fierce for countries. Siv of our God of Salvadek of Nichach, where the club is on. Venirulari, her called Sharmina Mamatsim and Zroyim. Av moru means there has to be something that grows. The Chavinah says the Dikla of Yevshishain Beid Minishnei and the Chrochim Salvadekal. Something else that grows on the Dekal itself. Yeah. How do you like Oysa Pasma? We'll start right now there. Go a little bit more. Yeah, start the third parak here. The third parak. So the Mishnah. Bechol Ma'arvin. You're allowed to make an Eruv Erevin from anything. So Rashi learns Bechol Ma'arvin means Eruv Chatzer Resut Chumim. The case again where you have the four mechitzes, just few people are living here, so they ask the one and the other, you have to make a ruv chatzeris. That means all the people living there put some food into somebody's house, that's called the ruv chatzeris, and then everybody's allowed to carry from their house into the other person's house, into the backyard. Who is in a tchumen? A ruv tchumen means where you're only allowed to walk al payamama out of the city. You can only walk 2,000 amas out of the city. Let's say you want to walk further than that on Shabbos. So the answer is, before Shabbos, you put some food outside the city by the Apayimama, and it's considered as if you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, so you're kind of Shvisa there, so from there, you could walk further another Apayimama. But you have to put something down there, some muzzin, some food, that's considered the person goes after where his food is. So what do you have to put down there to make these two ervin? The Mishnah says v'chol marvin, any type of food you want, you could use to make an erubet chaseris and erubet chumin. This is Rashi Shita. A Taisa doesn't like that. Top Taisa says v'chol marvin piris v'kuntris erubet chaseris at chumin v'yenira the erubet chaseris bina pas. Because to make an erubet chaseris, we hold later, you need dafka bread. L'kula yam perikadar. The whole high pirka muchadari b'tchumen. Therefore, Torah learns our Mishnah only means eruve tchumen, where you want to be able to walk out of the city another paimama before Shabbos, you can put any type of food down there. But when we make an eruve chaseris, you b'dafka have to use bread like we do. Our Rashi learns none of that. Right? We'll see the sugis later in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Rashi learns even eruve chaseris is a man the yom that holds for anything you could do. So b'chor marvin, any type of food you could live put. For Ruvi Chateres or for Tchumen. Who are then Mishtatfin? Who are then Rashi said B'movi? A movi means you have the alleyway that a few chatzers open up into the movi. You want to be able to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, you have to make a shtufim of voice. Also, you collect food from everybody. You can collect anything. Chutz min ha-maim min ha-melech. A chutz from water and salt that you can't use. These two things are not good for an Erev. So Rashi, the lav midi demozenhein. These are not things that fill you up. Now, the time of the Erev, what's the svara where we could make an Erubi Chatzeris? Mishum de daitoi v'dirosei b'mokim azoynoisav. A person thinks and lives where his food is. That's a zikadira. Who? Now, v'chivin shenos nukol b'nei ha-chotzer, k'dei mizoynim b'ayisechon. If all the people from the chotzer put their food in one person's house, nase kilukulon darim b'toichoi. It's as if everybody is living in this one house. V'nimtsa kulon rishus achas. It's considered like everybody is living in one house, so there's only one owner to this house and to the chotzer, therefore you're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. So the eruvei chatzeris means you're mixing everybody up and putting them into one chotzer. How do you do that? If everybody has their food at one place, it looks like you're living there. V'chein b'eruvei tchumen, the same svar as by eruvei tchumen. Nase k'mi she'shochav sham. If you put your food outside the city, the paimama, it's as if you're living there where your food is. Umisham, from the place where your food is, yeshlay alpayimama l'choruach. You're allowed to walk another alpayimama. Because as if at the beginning of Shabbos, a person is living where his food is. So since you have your food outside alpayimama, obliged like you're living there, and from there you could go another alpayimama. Hilkach, dover mozen bin. You need something that satisfies you, that fills you up a little bit. That's called the mazoina of a person. Mashen kein, water and salt doesn't fill you, it doesn't satisfy you, you can't make an erevin with water and salt. Right? The same type of locher is v'akol nikach pekesev meiser. If you have meiser sheni, the locher is in place in Eretz Yisrael, you have meiser sheni, the din is you can't eat it only in Yerushalayim. Let's say you have 100 pounds of apples, so the eitzer is you poida the apples onto money, and you get your $100, and you take the $100 to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you have to again buy food with this money, and eat the food in Yerushalayim. Now what can you buy with the money of Maisa Sheni? V'akrel nikach, any type of food you want, you could buy with the money you have of Maisa Sheni. Chutz min ha-maimah min ha-melech. Again, a chutz from water and salt that you can't buy. It's not something that's mozen, it doesn't fill you up, you can't buy it. Rashi v'kesa meitzer b'toich v'shlayim k'shu moitzil tzarech macholoi k'dechsiv v'nasata kesa b'chola shetava nafshecho. The money in Yerushalayim you have to buy food with. Chutz v'na mayim melech. The Gemara Meforash time of life pay me prihu. It's not called the pri me pri with Ashram Psukim that with the money of Maitzer Sheni when you come to Yerushalayim you have to buy peris. Let's say somebody made a neder. I'm not going to have a no from any food that's made and that fills me up. Is the halacha mutter b'mayim u'melech. That's where the gizah should be always. B'mayim u'melech. You're allowed to drink water and allowed to take salt. That's not something that fills you up. Ma'arvin al l'nozer b'yayin. Let's say you have a nozer, and he wants to make an erubei tchumen. He wants to be able to walk outside the city. So he has to leave some food outside. Let's say a nozer leaves yayin. So Hur and Savari say it's no good, because since a nozer is not allowed to drink the yayin, it's not cold food for him. So the Mishnah, no. Yayin is good for nozer. Marvin l'nozer b'yayin. Or l'Yisrael b'truma. Who within of Yisrael has truma, that Yisrael himself cannot eat his truma, only a kohen is not eat it. Still it's cold food, and the Erev is chal. Sumcha Simon, no. V'chulin. Sumcha says no. Davka chulin you have to use. The Yisrael cannot make an Erev with truma. Since the Yisrael cannot eat it, it's not good for his Erev. Only chulin you could use. Sirashi, Marvel and Nozer. Eruv et chumin. Shalom, why does Rashi skip? At the beginning Rashi said both the Chetzeris and Tchumim. Here he says Davka Tchumim. But I call upon him a Nozir. If he wants to make a Ruvit Tchumim, that means leave some food outside the city. So we look as if he's living there, he could even do B'yayin. Even though he's not going to drink this Yayin, of a Chozil Achrina, somebody else could drink this wine. Since for somebody else it is called food, it does satisfy you. Sharmulei Rabbanan. Still the Rabbanan will make oath to say it's called a good Aruba Tchumin, and you could use it. And who would then Yisroel Betruma, the Chozil Koyin. Since it had the same food, a Koyin could eat it, therefore even Yisroel could use it. Some Chesayman no Bechulim. Avoloi Betruma, you can't leave Truma outside the city. Why, the midi the Chozil Ebedin, you have to have something you're allowed, that you could eat. Now, the Gemara Meforish, my time will depend on Sumchas Ayayin Lanozer. How come Sumchas only said Chulin, Mashma Trumer is no good? The Kuri should have also said that a Nozer cannot use wine. Since a Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, he can't make a Rubit Chumim with the wine. That Sumchas doesn't argue with. So Gemara explain why not. Vaitu Lekoyen Bebeisa Pras. So Drash Lekoyen Bebeisa Pras means Tamhi. This goes according to everybody. Vala Sumchas Kamle Menichan Erubit Lekoyen Bebeisa Pras. Now, we're talking about either a Rubei Chatzeres or a Rubei Tchumin. A Beis HaPras is a mokum where you have a suffix, maybe a mace is buried there. Now, locher is the kohen is not allowed to go up on top of a mace. So, midrabonin, you're not allowed to walk in a Beis HaPras. That's an area where a suffix, maybe there was a kever there. So we're saying, if the kohen leaves before Shabbos, says the Rubei Tchumin in a Beis HaPras, it's called the Rubei Tchumin. He's not allowed to walk there, and if he can't walk there on Shabbos, how can you consider him living in a Beis HaPras? Still will make him. So Rashi says, the Torah says, the bottom line, Rashi says, a Beis HaPras, Shapadami, the Sreik of the Rabbonin, who is only a Sufik with the Rabbonin, if there's a Kevah there or not. Or Mutuli Konasai Dei Nefuach. There is a Chetimso. If he'll check while he's walking, and blow everything on the side, to make sure he's not stepping on a bone of a mace, there is a Hetter to walk there. So even though Matkhila, we don't do it, but the Yevet, if he has to walk there, he could walk there, so his Erev is called a good Erev. The Kain of Beis HaPras. We have Yehudu, I mean, even a bigger Kiddush. Afilu Beis HaKforos. Afilu, we put his bread, mamish, in the Beis HaKforos. That the Locher is the Kain, is also to go into a Beis HaKforos. So how could we consider as if the Kain is living there, if it's also for him to go there? The Teresiz, Lefnei Sheyoch,